I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is February 3rd, 1941, and the title is Set a Thief. Hope you enjoy, and again, don't forget to vote on the poll, otrwesterns.com, on the right-hand side. You'll see the poll for the intro. If you liked it, if you don't even notice it, click yes, let me know, and we'll continue to edit it out.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early days of the western United States. His strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were always on the side of right against might. His life was devoted to the cause of justice, and it was he, more than any other man, who brought peace and security to the frontier and made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Claymore! There's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver! Hold away!
On the surface, nothing unusual was happening in Claymore on the afternoon our story opens. The dusty main street, as was customary at that time of day, was almost deserted. A cowboy, returning to his home ranch, unhurriedly guided his horse eastward. A few loafers dozed in front of the cafe. Others followed their example before the harness shop. A woman shopping entered the general store. It was clear that no one in town noted the significance of the half-dozen horses standing before the stockman's bank with reins flung over their heads. If it had been guessed that those horses belonged to Bat Benson and his gang, the sleepy town would have been rudely awakened. Inside the bank, Bat was issuing swift orders.
Keep reaching, all of you. The first one lowers a hand gets led. Two gun.
Here, boss.
Keep an eye on these hombres.
Right.
Gus, hurry it up.
I'm near finished, Bat.
You're cleaning out my bank.
Sure, you got any objections?
You dirty crook.
Shut your trap.
All right there, mister. You heard the boss. Keep your hands where they belong.
You'll get yours for this.
Better not try anything, Sam. These men mean business. They'll shoot to kill.
We've done it before.
Mr. Craig, they'll be ruined.
Money isn't worth a man's life, Sam. Leave these skunks to the law.
Not so free with your lip there, you. Gus, we ain't got all day. Somebody's like to drop in here any minute. Get a move on.
Just a second. There. That's the last of it. I'm coming.
Nobody outside but the horses is a two-gun.
Nope, we're clear.
But then we're hightailing. We're leaving, folks. But don't let that put no notions in your heads. We're still watching you. Come on, Gus. Come on, two-gun. Back out.
Yeah.
Easy now, gents. Just take it easy.
Watch out!
Quiet!
Oh!
Drop, Sam. Down on the floor.
The bank has got two-gun!
Help, Bat! Help me!
Shoot at us, will you?
Miss! Come back, Bass! Get me out of here!
Boss! Them shots roused the town!
We can't stop for you two guns! To the horses, boys!
Get up there! Mr. Crane, they've gone with every dollar the bank had.
My leg! You got me in the knee!
You had more than that coming.
There's the sheriff!
Deputy! Get a posse and take after them fellas! That's Bat Benson's gang!
We can't catch them horses they're riding!
Grab them anyhow! Go on, get to it!
Oh, my Lord!
What's happened in here? Frank, you hurt?
I must have killed. Who done the
shot? Go on, Nick, shut up as soon as I can hear myself talk! You hurt, Craig?
No, not even nicked.
Oh. Who's this fella?
One of the gang, Sheriff.
And that's the one they call Two Gun. That's him, Sheriff. I heard Bat call him that.
My knee. Get me to a sawbones.
What you ought to get is the end of a rope. Craig, you lose much?
Everything, Sheriff.
Drat 'em. Six told up in my county in the last month. And all of them done by Bat's outfit.
And why don't you catch them, Sheriff?
It's not the Sheriff's fault.
How are you going to catch crooks that don't leave no trail?
No trail at all?
Not after they hit that lava country. They get to the hills where the Malpa is, and there's no trail in them.
Well, something's got to be done.
I'm not blaming you, Sheriff, but something will have to be done. Do you realize what this holdup means to Claymore? The town's broke. I'm cleaned out. And Bat's riding away with the savings of everyone who deposited with me.
Well, we got this fella here anyhow.
Sawbones.
And by heavens, he'll tell us where that Bat's hid, or he'll decorate a rope by morning. Give me a hand, you fellas. Help me carry this crook to jail.
Sure, sure, sure.
The sheriff threatened, begged, and reasoned with his prisoner. The outlaw refused to talk. That evening in Tom Craig's home, his wife, Bess, tried to comfort him. And
oh, Tom, it won't be so bad. You can't have lost everything. The investment's both.
That's just it, honey. I got word from Collins back east that things look bad, and I've been liquidating. Liquidating to protect my depositors. And Bat comes along.
Poor dear.
I guess I'd have shown more sense taking a chance on a crash. We couldn't have lost more.
You turned everything you had into cash?
If I can pay 10 cents on the dollar, I'll be doing well.
The townspeople, the cattlemen, they're your friends, Tom. They'll understand.
Maybe.
Oh, but of course they will. Now cheer up. Smile, honey. We'll get a new start somehow.
It isn't getting a new start, Bess, or people understanding. I guess they will. It's how foolish I was. All that cash there, when I knew Bat was operating in this district. I feel as though it was my own negligence that's responsible.
Oh, now you're just exaggerating. Well,
who would that be?
Probably the sheriff, Tom.
Who's there?
I'll see.
No, stay there, honey. I'll answer it. One moment. Who is... Masked.
Tom, what's the matter?
Inside, Tom. We're having a talk.
An outlaw.
If I were, you wouldn't have much left to steal, would you?
But you're worried.
Get out. Get out this very minute. You'll...
Oh, wait.
Hasn't Tom had enough bad luck without being pegged by more outlaws?
I wonder if it is his luck that's been bad.
What do you mean by that?
You have an employee.
Sam Kramer.
That's the man. He said some things in town that started people talking.
What things?
Things that made it look rather bad for Tom here.
You're lying. Sam wouldn't say anything against me.
He didn't. He only mentioned certain facts. Others drew the conclusions.
What conclusions?
Understand me first. I'm accusing you of nothing. As a matter of fact, I've heard you had a very good reputation until now. I'm here because I wanted to talk to you and get my own answers before acting.
Explain yourself.
I will.
If you're saying anything against my husband...
One moment. Is it a fact that most of the bank's investments had been converted into cash?
It is.
Why?
I was just speaking of it with my wife. I'd had bad news from the east. The market's due to break. Maybe a crash, even a panic, if my information is correct. I made those conversions so that my depositors wouldn't lose.
I see.
You haven't told us what's being said.
Well, certain people are hinting that Tom might have known about this holdup ahead of time.
Oh.
The fools.
That everything possible had been turned into cash so that a fake robbery could be staged. That Benson was hired to do the job.
But it was Tom who shot the outlaw they called Two Gun.
Well, if I'd arranged the holdup, why would I have done that?
Well, Sam told them you shot. But they know Sam is loyal to you. They think he's protecting you.
That's ridiculous.
But Two Gun himself
refuses to say anything.
So the townspeople think I'm crooked.
Not all of them, Tom. And you must remember, you're a young man. You came here from the east, and you haven't been in town but 2 years. Those things are all against you.
And being young and easterner and a newcomer are all earmarks of a crook.
Of course not. I mean only that people haven't had a chance to fully judge you.
What's all this to you?
I wanted to form my own conclusions about Tom's honesty, and I couldn't act until I had.
Well?
You may be a better actor than I think. However, I'm convinced you're honest.
I still don't see how this can interest an outlaw.
Well, Mrs. Craig, you've just had an example that proves appearances are sometimes misleading.
Well, that mask you're wearing...
Here. Does this have any meaning for you?
What is it, honey?
Tom, a bullet. A silver bullet.
That's strange.
It means nothing to you?
Silver.
Here, step over to the door.
Yes?
And look. Here, Silver. That's all right, old fella. Back, Silver. Back.
Silver bullet. Your horse named Silver.
Tom, don't you remember? Those stories the stage driver told us when we came here. A man with a mask. A horse called Silver.
The Lone Ranger.
I had two plans in mind, Tom. If I had thought you guilty, I would have used one. Now I'll use the other.
Plans?
To get back the money that was stolen.
That Benson, he's never been trailed. He's never been caught.
Well, this time he will be. I want both of you to remember one thing, however.
Yes?
You've seen that appearances can lie. You'll probably hear of something that may convince you I'm an outlaw. But reserve judgment. You'll find it pays.
But what?
Tonto.
Tonto here.
I've decided the stories we've heard about Tom Craig are not true. Steady, Silver. Yep. We'll carry out the second plan we made. Get an extra horse and have him waiting outside the jail.
And Tonto do it.
Then get in hiding and be sure you're not seen. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, old fellow. Come on!
The Lone Ranger waited until most of the lights in town were dimmed and the streets deserted. Then he headed for the jail. The sheriff's deputies were still out with a posse, and the lawman was waiting for them in his office.
Sheriff.
Captain Thunder.
Your keys.
A crook. Up on your hands, mister.
I'll give the orders.
Let go.
Drop those guns on the floor. Drop them. Hurry. That's better.
You must be Bat Benson.
Yes?
No, you can't be. He ain't at all.
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm taking your prisoner.
Huh?
Two gun.
Why?
Don't argue with me. Where are the cells? Through that door?
Yes.
And walk ahead of me. Make a false move and you'll regret it.
You're the one that'll be sorry for this, mister.
I'll worry about that. Open the door. Now keep on going.
He ain't Bat, but you're sure as the dickens one of his murdering gang.
That's you, Two Gun?
Who is it? Well, I'll be. A masked man. With a gun on the sheriff.
I see you can walk.
Yeah, just a few steps. This leg of mine is raising hob.
Can you ride?
What do you mean?
The sheriff is letting you out. I've got a horse waiting for you in front. If you can ride, you'll be all right.
You mean I'm getting free? Bat sent you here?
You're getting free. Unlock this cell, Sheriff.
You'll pay for this, stranger.
You'll have to give me a hand to get outside, stranger.
The sheriff will do that.
What?
Go ahead. Help Two Gun walk.
Of all the doggone things I ever heard of, ain't it bad enough to make me let the coyote loose without making me carry him besides?
You don't have to carry him. Just give him your shoulder to lean on.
This is good. Thank you, Sheriff. I'll see that the boys hear about how accommodating you've been.
Shut your mouth!
All right, Sheriff, out the front door. Don't shout for help.
Don't lean on me so hard. Can't you do some walking for yourself?
I'm enjoying the ride real good, Sheriff.
Oh.
Open the door, Sheriff.
I won't forget this.
Two Gun is riding the bay.
Looks like a mighty fine horse, mister.
It is. He'll not be caught. Now then, Sheriff, lift Two Gun into the saddle.
Gosh, I ought to have you for a personal servant regular, Sheriff.
You cold.
Only I'd have to teach you some manners first. All right, I'm ready.
What else I got to do?
Steady, old fella. Nothing, Sheriff, except tell your posse when it returns that the next time one of Bat Benson's gang is caught, you'd better hang him on the spot. Because he'll never be kept in jail.
And that's no fooling.
Blast you two. You can take it from me, stranger. That's just what I will tell him.
Come on, Two Gun.
I'll Silver away!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. Although the Lone Ranger had vowed to bring Bat Benson and his gang to justice, his first act was to release from jail the one member of the gang the law had been able to capture. With Two Gun, the masked man swept from town, cut away from the trail, then pulled up where a grove of trees gave them cover.
I'm leaving you here, Two Gun.
Huh? Ain't you going to the hideout with me?
I doubt that Bat would want a stranger to know where his camp is.
You doubt? Hey, I thought Bat sent you.
No.
Then why are you...
It might be, Two Gun, that I want to join your gang.
Stranger, I'm here to say we could use you. Well, unless Bat was told about you first, maybe it wouldn't be such a good idea for you to go there along with me.
Well, that's what I thought.
But golly, wait till I tell him about the way you handled the sheriff. That was as neat as anything I ever seen before. You can take it from me, mister. Bat's going to cotton to your style.
I hope he does.
Well, I'll be getting along then. Let Bat know I'm loose. What are you going to do, stranger?
You head for your hideout. Be careful you don't run into the posse. May not have returned yet.
They ain't worrying me none.
As soon as the posse gets back, the sheriff will most likely take out on your trail. Now stay behind and see that it's too confused for him to follow.
That's right, good of you, friend. But it ain't necessary.
No?
They couldn't follow no trail over the ground I'm going to cross.
I see.
Well, look here. If Dad says it's all right for you to join up, and he'll do that sure enough, how'll I get in touch with you? Well, I know where to look to find you.
You won't.
Then what do you...
Tell Bat about me. Tell him what I've done. And tell him to expect me within the next 3 days.
Huh? Expect you where?
At your hideout.
Say, you ain't figuring on trailing me, are you?
I give you my word I won't follow.
Well, wouldn't do you no good if you did. I'll be keeping a lookout for that white horse of yours, stranger. And if you do try to keep on my track, I'll know it.
I expect it as much. I still say, however, that I'll be at your hideout sometime within the next 3 days. Maybe tomorrow, the day after, or the day after that. But no later.
You sure got me beat.
Yes?
If you can find Bat's hideout without trailing one of us there, I got just one thing to say.
And that?
And that is we better have you for us than against us. And that's no fooling.
You'd better get started.
Just so. Well, thanks for getting me out of jail, and adios.
Right.
Get up there. Get up.
The Lone Ranger kept his word. Two Gun watched the back trail for any sign of a white horse, but failed to notice the Indian on the paint who followed him silently through the night. It was late the next day that Tonto reined up in the camp he shared with the masked man.
Oh, Oscar, oh, fella. Oh.
Good luck, Tonto.
Me follow him.
Good work.
Him look hard to see white horse. Never see paint horse.
I thought that trick would fool him if you were careful. Where is the hideout? What is it like?
It way back in hill. Me make map.
Right.
Them got good place. Two men hold off posse.
It's easy to defend?
Huh.
And what's the entrance to the hideout like?
It narrow pass. Bat got two guard there. Them watch trail all time.
And the pass leads where?
Blind Canyon.
And a siege could starve them out.
Maybe them got secret way out.
It's possible. Moreover, Bat would never choose a blind canyon for a hideout unless he were well stocked with supplies. He's probably got food and water on hand for months in case it's needed.
Not right.
So I'll have to be admitted to their camp.
Oh, and there's plenty danger.
We have no choice.
Well, you not capture gang alone.
We'll get the law there to take a hand when it's needed.
And how you do that?
I think after what happened last night, the law would just need a glimpse of me to follow me anywhere.
That's right. But them not keep up with Silver.
And I'll have to see that Silver matches his pace to theirs. Tonto, we'll act this evening, and you'll have a part to play.
Meanwhile, in town, Tom Craig had been openly accused of working with the outlaws, and the sheriff was forced to have him brought in for questioning.
You want to see me, Sheriff?
Sit down, Craig.
Thanks.
Craig, before I say anything, I want you to savvy this ain't none of my doing. You and me have always got along fine together. I ain't like some that's always so doggone suspicious of Easterners.
I know that, Sheriff. Appreciate it. But I'd rather you got to the point. I can take whatever you have to say.
Oh, sure. Sure. Didn't mean to hint that you couldn't. Well, Craig, folks are saying you was in on this holdup, and they want me to get the bottom of it.
Do you think I was, Sheriff?
Nope, I don't.
Then what is there for me to say? I don't know how I can prove I wasn't in on it. Unless my word is proof enough.
Well, do for me. But there's some that's so doggone bullheaded, they won't admit they know an honest hombre even when they see one.
I shot Two Gun.
And maybe in time I could have got him to admit that fact, if I could have put off his hand for a day or so. But that doggone mask feller taking him away from here sort of complicates things. Craig, it'd do me more good than I can tell you to get the sights of my coats leveled on that mask feller just once. Just once, that's all I ask.
Sheriff, I'm going to say something that will sound rather strange.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't believe that masked man was in with Bat.
Huh?
I believe he's the man we both heard about. The Lone Ranger.
You're loco.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't agree with me.
He got reason for saying that?
He has silver bullets. I saw them. He wears a mask. His horse is named Silver.
Oh, it can't be.
But I tell you, I saw...
What you just said describes the Lone Ranger from what I've heard of him. But if all the things said about that fella are true, he ain't got no more use for crooks than what I have.
I know.
And he sure wouldn't get a double-dyed snake like Two Gun loose a purpose.
Not unless he had some purpose we didn't understand.
What do you mean by that?
Well, to tell the truth, Sheriff, I'm not sure myself.
Well, Ann Craig, take a tip from me.
Yeah?
Don't go to telling the folks in town here that you don't think that masked fella was a crook, or they'll be more certain than ever that you're in with Bat. You can depend on it, they will.
I suppose, but...
Come in.
You, Sheriff, fella.
You can see my star, can't you? What do you want?
You come quick.
Huh?
That fella with mask in town.
Injun. Just repeat that last, will you?
Me see fellow with mask near stage office.
Redskin, if you seen a masked fellow near the office of the stage line, I'll bet my boots it's the same polecat as was here last night.
And that's what Tonto think.
It'd be just like that hombre's confounded nerve.
You come. Office close by.
Just across the street. Come along, Craig.
I'm coming.
I'll lead the way, Injun.
Me see him inside the office.
Around the side, huh?
The Indian must mean back there in the shadow, Sheriff.
Who's back there? Anybody there?
There, fella.
Mask. Hold on! Up with your hands!
Come on, Silver!
Hold on!
Never came close, Sheriff.
Dad, rat the fella. Well, he ain't gonna just ride off this time. We're taking after him.
If it's a Lone Ranger, you'll never catch him.
But it ain't. The Lone Ranger ain't a crook. I don't care if that fella does call his horse Silver. He ain't the fella you think he is. Deputy! Clem! Bart! Get the fellas together! Get a posse! We're catching ourselves a crook!
Bat Benson and his men remained in their hideout, waiting for the excitement following their last holdup to die down. A few hours later, on the same evening that the Lone Ranger led the posse out of town, Bat called Two Gun to one side and questioned him again about the masked man who had rescued him from jail.
Two Gun, you know, I ain't just satisfied about that fella.
Gosh, Bat, he's just what we need in this gang.
He told you he could find this hideout without following you or being told the way, huh?
That's what he said.
Wore a mask?
Uh-huh.
Called his horse Silver.
That's right. And, Bat, you ought to see that horse. He'd be worth traveling clear across the state just to see him in action.
Never seen nothing of a redskin along with that masked fella, did you?
A redskin? No, why should I?
Because the fella you met up with is a Lone Ranger.
No!
I've been trying all day to think of who the fella you described reminded me of, and I just got it now.
But, Bat, it just can't be. Doggone, I know it can't. Didn't he hold up the sheriff? Didn't he take me out of the jail? The Lone Ranger wouldn't have done them things. What's more, if he had done them on purpose, being the Lone Ranger, it would have been so he could follow me here. But he didn't. I know right well he did.
Because the Redskin did.
Redskin?
Sure, that partner of his he calls Tonto.
I don't know what to think.
Well, I do. If I couldn't think out things like this, I wouldn't be the leader of this bunch. Somebody else would.
But if what you say is so, what are we going to do?
We're going to fix him for good.
Yeah?
He's going to find out it's one thing to know where our camp is and another to do anything about it.
You got something in mind, Bat?
2 men at the entrance of this canyon could hold off an army, couldn't they?
Sure.
And it don't matter if that masked fellow does bring a posse here. They can't get at us.
I know that.
That masked hombre probably wants inside here, though. That must have been one of the reasons he got friendly with you.
If he's really the Lone Ranger, like you say he is, I suppose he was up to something like that.
Well, we're letting him in.
Huh?
Him, and just him alone. And when he gets inside...
What then?
We're going to make him take off his mask. We're going to be the first fellas that ever seen what he looks like underneath that covering of his.
Gosh.
And then... Then he gets drilled.
But Bat, what if he ain't the Lone Ranger after all?
It won't make no difference. One fella out of the way ain't going to bother us any. We gotten rid of plenty afore this.
Yeah, but just the same, he's level.
Boss! Hey,
boss!
What's the matter, Gus?
A masked fella on a white horse heading right here.
So he's coming, just like I said.
But there's a posse behind him. What do we do?
Let the masked fella by.
Yeah?
And then you and Sandy hold the others off, savvy? Just the masked fella gets in here, nobody else.
I got it.
Now get back to the pass.
Let the masked fella through, Sandy! Let him through and hold back the posse!
The Lone Ranger's gonna find he fell into the trap he built himself.
There he comes, that's him.
We're ready for him. Act friendly at first, eh?
Uh-huh. Hi there! We've been expecting you, mister!
I told Tugan I'd find my way here, all right.
You did that, sure enough.
You aim to join our gang, from what Tugan tells me.
Yes.
Of course, we can always use good gun hands. But if you're joining, you'll have to take off that mask and show us your face.
The mask stays on.
You'll take it.
That must be the posse.
Forget it. Gus and Sandy will hold him off. I'll send the other fellas to give him a hand.
Get to the pad, boys. Show that posse it's fit off more than it can chew.
But that mask, mister.
You still insist I take it off?
I told you I did.
Very well, then. If it's the rule of your gang...
It is.
I'll... Now then, raise your hands.
Pat, he tricked us. He pretended to lift his hands to take off his mask and grabbed his guns on the way.
Don't make a move. Now walk ahead of me. I'm following on Silver. Walk to your men at the pass. Hurry. Come on, Silver.
Thanks, sir.
I'd like to...
I can guess what you'd like to do, but you won't get the chance.
Boss, what the... My hands!
Stand clear of that pass, all of you. I'll blast the first man to raise a gun. Come on, Tonto. Bring the posse. The way's clear.
Get him out.
Let us go.
Try anything and you'll taste lead.
Rush the mask, fella. Rush him before the posse gets here.
I ain't going to get shot.
No, it's too late.
Get these Macayos. Drop your gun. You're all under arrest. Sheriff,
this is Pat and his gang, all right?
The whole bunch.
You there, masked fella. Get your hands up, too. You're in with this bunch.
All right, Tonto. Come on.
Get him off, Charles.
Stop him. Shoot him. Bring him back.
Don't shoot, Sheriff. I told you that was the Lone Ranger. Don't you see what he's done? He pretended to be a crook just to find where Bap was. And he found out in the only way possible, by letting Two Gun lead him here.
Yeah.
Save your shots and start looking for the money Bap took from my bank.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and please rate us on iTunes, just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.